Welcome to the Imagine Momcast. We are here to help moms who love Jesus get unstuck from whatever is holding them back, feel re-energized, laugh, and feel connected again. So check out this episode. We interrupt this programming to bring you an amazing announcement that I wrote you a book. What? You wrote me a book? Yes, I wrote you a book. It's called Mom of Six Dies Laughing, How to Ditch the Overwhelm and Mom Guilt, Feel More Connected and Empowered, and Have More Fun. Why did I write this book? You know what? I wrote it because there were so many times as a mom that I have felt burnt out when I wanted to feel energized and connected. There's so many times when I felt mom guilt, when I needed to feel like I'm winning. And there were so many times where I just felt like I didn't know what I was doing, or I didn't know where to go next, or I felt like I had no creative juices whatsoever left. And I wanted you guys to feel instead like you were super creative and had all kinds of ideas and knew that you were not alone in all these struggles. So make sure you get the book. You can go to imaginemom.com/book to pick it up today, or go to Amazon. It's also available there on paperback and Kindle. So I cannot wait for you to read it. It was a really great book. It's humorous. It's full of lots of great stories. If nothing else, you can laugh at all my hijinks and the crazy mistakes that I made as a mom and feel a lot better about yourself. So get it today. Check it out. I want you to think about this verse. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Now, how can we seek first God's kingdom if we don't even know what God's kingdom is? When I was listening to this really great message by Myron Golden, you can catch it on YouTube, where he talks about the kingdom of God. And one of the things that he says is that when Adam and Eve, you know, were first created, God gave them the earth to be in charge of, to rule over it, right? So in essence, he was making them like mini kings and queens of the earth. He was commissioning them to rule over what he had given them. So when we talk about the kingdom of God, it's that God has given us like this mini kingdom. So whatever your kingdom is, so it could be your kingdom is your family. It could be it's you and your husband. It could be that it's you and your children. It could be also maybe you own a business. Maybe you are the CEO of a company. Maybe your kingdom is teaching Sunday school every Sunday, or it's being with your extended family. I mean, it could be whatever your life looks like. That is your kingdom. Whatever people that you're touching is your kingdom. So you are essentially like a mini queen in this kingdom. And God has given it to you. So when you think about complaining, like I am not only really great at complaining, but I am like the queen of complaining. The queen of feeling sorry for myself. But that's not obviously what he's called us to be when he's called us to be a queen. Now, I want you to think of a queen. Like, when you think of a queen, does she always get what she wants? No, she doesn't. She does not always get what she wants. Sometimes, you know, you think about movies where she has to get married, or maybe somebody is attacking her kingdom or something like that. Obviously, she's not always in control and she doesn't always get what she wants. But she's not a complainer. She's a queen. Does she always do what people say? Does she always let her circumstances float her along? Like, is she a victim of her circumstances? No, she's not a complainer. She's a queen. Does she make mistakes? Of course she makes mistakes. Of course she makes wrong decisions. And when she makes them, they're often affecting everyone else. But when you think about it, she has to get back up, dust herself off, because she's not a complainer. She's a queen. Does she lay in bed and cry and cover herself with her blankets and just say, I'm out of here. I can't take this anymore. Most likely she has those days. She's got to, because even as a queen, she's human. But does she stay in bed forever? No. Because she's not a complainer. She's a queen. Does she scream and shout in frustration when she feels misunderstood or she doesn't get her way? She might. There's probably some servants that have seen this happen. But she doesn't do it in front of everyone, and she doesn't do it for very long because she's not a complainer. She's a queen. Does she whine and because she's, you know, feeling bad about life and it isn't going the way she wants? She might whine to some of her closest companions because she might need to do that every once in a while. But ultimately, she's not a complainer. She is a queen. Why is that? Why is it she doesn't just give into that, like, as her whole identity? It's because God's given her a God-given authority and a God-given influence in her life, whether she has a king, if you're married, or no matter, or even if she doesn't, but she does, no matter what, she's got a kingdom, right, that God has given her to take care of. She has a higher purpose. She's thinking about doing what's best for the kingdom because she's thinking about how is she going to bring God into this kingdom. That's what it talks about. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these other things will be given to you. When you think about the Lord's Prayer, it talks about, may your kingdom come, may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What does that mean? It means like you're bringing the kingdom of God, everything that is good and fun and funny and beautiful and gentle and kind and strong and reliable, whatever those things are, you're bringing the kingdom of God into that kingdom. May your will be done, Lord, on earth as it is in heaven. She's not a victim. So, girl, are you going to be a queen or a complainer today? That's what I want you to take with you this week. We're all going to think about that. I know it's going to help me. And I hope you have an awesome day. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you follow and subscribe. And if you loved this episode and you think that there's someone out there who would really benefit from it, make sure you share it. I hope you guys have a wonderful week. We'll see you next week.